Adam's sin and what God did is an absolute wonderful thing. Because of one person disobeyed, God made many people become sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many people will be made right in God's sight. And we're made right by faith in Jesus Christ. Next two. God's law, now here's the law. God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they really are. He said, but as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful kindness became more abundant. Now, it's a good thing it did. So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful kindness rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, if God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they are, then why in the world don't we kind of look at that law once in a while to see what God likes and don't like? But most people have never read the law. They don't even know what God likes. They don't know. Most people do not know that God says, you are to be hospitable to everybody. If you're not hospitable to people, then I'll put you under a 10-generation curse. Most people never even read that in the book. Now, somebody said, well, I read if you bring a child into the world out of wedlock, that child's cursed for 10 generations. But, you know, most people in the church don't even know that. So they just go out and have sex with whoever they want to, bring a child in or get pregnant and say, oh, well, I don't want this, and so I'll just go down and have an abortion. Not a big deal. I'm under grace. Kill a human being. I put out there the other day a picture. I didn't want to look at it but once. But I laid it out there for everybody to see at the Minister Center. I don't know, but right here in Dallas, at Dallas Children's Hospital, they had a picture of a 23-week baby that had been aborted. The little guy came out in pieces. They had pulled arms. They stuck a saline solution through the womb and killed the child. And as it's screaming and kicking with that saline solution, it's fighting for its life. And then it dies. And then they reach in there and twist a leg off and pull it out. Then they reach in, find an arm, and they twist it off, turn it off until they pull it out. And when they finally got the little thing out, it was pieces. That happens 4,000 times a day in America. And you want to know why? I wonder why this nation's not wiped out. Doesn't it make you wonder? Wonder how many of those people are Christians. Some of them are. A lot of them are. Why do they go do these kind of things as a Christian? They don't read this book. Have we all been guilty of sin? Yes. But you have become a lot less guilty of it when you read the book. You know that? But without the knowledge of the law, you don't realize how wicked you are. God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful or wicked we were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful kindness became more abundant. So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, as sin ruled over the people, what did it bring? Death. As sin rules over you today, it'll bring sickness and disease and death. It's no different. This principle is still the same. Now God's wonderful kindness rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? Of course, just go ahead and sin all you want to. Is that what he said? God forbid. In other words, this NLT says, of course not. But the King James says, God forbid. That's the one I love to read too. Now then, should we keep on sinning as Christians so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? God forbid. Now then, look at this next. What not? Of course not, since we have died to sin. Now wait a minute. If we have died to sin, then why do we keep sinning? There's something wrong with this picture. If we're dead to sin, since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Now, let me tell you. If on this side, what we talked about, this is your wicked sins over here. This is your deeds of righteousness over here. If when you were that lost, wicked sinner and you were producing all these bad fruits, all these bad works over here, and then you come to the line in your life where you got saved, right here you're supposed to have died. When you received Jesus and you were baptized with Him in death, and this old physical being is supposed to have died. And the old you is supposed to have passed away. When you were resurrected to walk in newness of life, you're supposed to be just like Jesus. Now, how many people are just like Jesus the second day after they get saved? None. Because we don't know what's required. But the more we read this, we find from the day we were killed, we got saved, when we were resurrected, walk in newness of life, we're supposed to walk in life. But we don't know this. So that's what causes sickness and disease and pain and suffering and everything else to come into our back, into our body, and all other parts. That's just like Bobby Jones. I got a letter from a lady that heard about Bobby Jones this week. She said, I went to high school with Bobby Jones, and I heard his testimony, and I want to come see you. I need to be healed. Well, what happened to Bobby Jones? Bobby Jones, when he was 14 years old, was in a football incident and broke his back. From 14 to 38, 24 years, he'd been in excruciating pain. Now, he finally gets to hurt, and so he's a good singer, and he sings up here at Lakeland Baptist Church, right up the road on the left, about 15, 20 miles. Great big church, Baptist church. Been going there for years. He's down in his back. He's going to the finest doctors in Dallas, going to church, a born-again Christian. Don't have a clue what it is to walk in faith. Don't have a clue, but if you'd ask him, are you a believer in faith? You know what he'd have said? Sure. No, he didn't have a clue. But there he is up there 24 years down in his back, suffering painful, and looking for every doctor in the Metroplex. He'd been to several of them, and all of them told him, the way your back is all messed up in here at the top, where it was all broken, we might be able to help you a little, but you're going to have pain the rest of your life. And when we go in, we got to go in through the front of your throat, and there's a very good chance that we may mess up your vocal cords, so you may be able to talk, but you certainly won't be able to sing. Now, how would you like to have a diagnosis like that? Not me. Not me. But then I happened to be at the National Day of Prayer a few years ago, and he was there singing. Little Vicky, she goes to Lakeland Baptist Church. After the event was over, I spoke that day on television up there in Flower Mound. She said, Bobby, Thurman used to go to Lakeland Baptist Church, and he has a gift of faith. Why don't you let him pray for you? I come over, I talk to him, he goes to church, he serves God. What is his problem? Why he's not healed? A lack of faith. A lack of knowledge. Well, Thurman, I know God could heal me if he wants to. No. He made you a promise. He made you a guarantee in His Word. He will do it if you believe. Did He not? Yes. Sure He did, lots of times. So I told him, I said, tell you what I'm going to do, Bobby. I showed him a scripture. I said, I'm going to use this scripture right here, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to guarantee you after I pray for you, since you've got all your sins repented of, and the only problem I can find is sin, is your lack of knowledge of the Word of God. You don't believe these promises. Now, if you don't believe the promises of God, is that sin? Yes. Sure it is. Absolutely. You have to walk in faith, total faith of the Word of God. So I told him, I said, I'm going to use this promise right here. I don't remember right now which one it was. I said, now I'm going to use that promise God put in His Word, and I'm going to pray for you. And it was about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, and I'm going to guarantee you in the morning when you wake up, you're going to have no pain in your life for the first time in 24 years. And then as long as you walk in obedience where you are right now, you won't never have another pain as long as you live. Now, how could a man make another man that promise? I guarantee you're going to have no pain in your back. Your back's going to be completely healed by the King of the universe, His name Jesus, in the morning when you wake up. How can you have that kind of faith? If Jesus made me a promise and said, when I come to Him, I got to come to Him in faith, nothing wavering, what am I going to say? Oh, Jack, you got a back problem? I'm going to pray for you, and I hope He's going to do something for you. Maybe if it's His will, son, He'll fix you. You'd have went out of here just as bad that day, you'd have still had that problem. You know it? Well, see, what I just told you, this man, he came in here a few months ago. He said, I've been having back trouble for a while. And he said, I've tried all kinds of things, and a lady sent me over here, And she told me if I had to come here, Jesus would heal me. Well, see, that lady had faith too. And so I got him to repent of every sin. I prayed for him. And before he got to his car, he was completely healed and he had no back trouble since. See, now he believed with me. See, I exercised my faith and he exercised his faith and the King of the universe showed up. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Now, does he do it on these, well, if it be your will, maybe? No, you know, he's a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please him, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You got to do it his way.
I have a question. How could you know that he would be healed by in the morning?
Well, here's the thing about it is, Jesus says, if we are sons of God and we're led by the Spirit, if you're a son of God and you're walking obedient to the Word, then the words about His Word that comes out of your mouth are going to be His words, and He's going to speak out of your mouth. Because the Thurman Scrivener died years ago, and he left that thing dead. When he left that thing dead, now the Spirit's speaking through me, and so when the Spirit said, you will be healed in the morning when you wake up and you'll never have any more pain, that's not me talking, that's Jesus talking. See, I don't know those things, but God does, doesn't He?
So you perceive that in your spirit.
I just came right out of my mouth. And you know, the thing about it is, whenever those kind of things come out of your mouth, that's just like whenever I go to pray for somebody. A lot of times now, since God's brought Cheryl to me, He's given her a gift of discernment over a lot of things. She will just know what their problem is. We'll be praying, she'll reach her and whisper in my ear, they have unforgiveness towards someone. You know, she knows. And I say, you got unforgiveness towards someone? And they'll say, well, yes. And I say, well, you can't get healed like that. You know, you can't get healed like that. But many times she will know God's given her a gift of discernment to walk along beside me to give me these things. Now, sometimes before He brought her to me, a lot of times He'd speak to me, I'd start to pray for you, and He'd say, Jack's got this sin in his life. Tell him to get straight with me or I ain't going to heal him. I said, Jack, you got this problem? He said, well, yeah, I guess I do. I said, well, repent. If you will, God will heal you. See, God, He doesn't step out and do a lot of things with you if you've got unbelief in your heart, you have no faith, or if you've got some kind of a sin in your life.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.